I have with me the Shadow Minister for Citizenship, Tony Burke. Welcome to SBS Radio, Mr. Burke.
Good to be back with you.
The outcome that a lot of migrants were waiting for, they had it today?
That's right. So the Senate had to debate the citizenship bill by today, or it was going to be removed from the Senate notice paper. And the government ended up not bringing it on at all. They were so worried about losing. So that means today, those citizenship changes have been stopped. That bill is no longer before the Parliament in either House. So that's a big win and a big relief for a lot of people. And everybody who's been involved in the campaign should be pleased with how it's gone. But we also need to know the government will try this again. So people who thought they were going to be blocked from citizenship, who have been delaying their applications, should put their applications in now and get those applications in while this window is open before the government tries again.
What does it say to you the way this has transpired, this has unfolded?
What's happened today is the majority of the Parliament has recognised that modern multicultural Australia is Australia at its best. That's the victory today. And, you know, when you think about what the government was trying to do, it's this simple. They were trying to make it harder for people to become Australian citizens if they were of a non-English speaking background. The government's plan was to permanently block some people from becoming Australian citizens on the basis that their English just wasn't good enough. Now, it's already the case that you need conversational level English, and no one's argued about that. But setting the English language level at, with a threshold that many people, with the best efforts that they could make, would never reach the required level, was the sort of change this country hadn't seen since the White Australia policy. Today, that was defeated, and that's a victory for modern multicultural Australia.
Yeah, Peter Dutton has time and again argued that it's not university-level English the way you are saying it is. But this is not the end of the bill. It can be brought back by the government.
The government can try again. And what we've seen today is if we get organised, if we defend multicultural Australia, we know now that we can win. We had the Labor Party, the Green Party, the Nick Xenophon Party all stand up to defend modern multicultural Australia. That's a big win. And let's not forget, when Peter Dutton first announced this, everybody was saying, oh, look, it'll just go through. Well, today it didn't. Today it was stopped.
There are still concerns that the DIBP may not start processing the applications under the current law. Do you think they will do it?
I believe they will. And based on the briefing that they gave me when they came to my office at the beginning of this process, they made clear to me that if the bill wasn't going... once we got to the point where the bill wasn't making it through the Parliament, they would begin processing the applications. So I have publicly demanded in the Parliament today that they need to start doing that, and it would be an extraordinary decision of the Department if they don't begin processing those applications immediately.
Mr. Burke, your primary opposition to this draft law was the elements of 4-year wait and English requirement. Are there any elements that you support?
When we worked through those two issues, we decided that they were so bad that we should reject the entire bill. I always said, if the government brought back a bill that did not include those two elements, we would look at it with fresh eyes. We would have a fresh look at legislation if it did not include those measures. The bill included about 30 different things. Some of them were tiny little procedural changes. Some of them were changes that were quite unnecessary because the existing legislation already did it. But they were neither here nor there. And two of them were clearly changes that needed to be stopped. Now, if the government brings back the bill without those two measures in it, then we will work through the detail measure by measure. But the Senate inquiry that took place, because those two measures were there, focused almost entirely on them, and there are other issues that will need to be properly examined if a bill comes back that doesn't deal with the delay and doesn't try to prevent people of non-English speaking background from becoming Australian citizens.
So you don't want those two elements at all in the redrawn bill?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. As long as those two elements are there, Labor will oppose the bill.
So yesterday the government proposed an amendment to make the English requirement to moderate down from competent. Would you support that?
The change, the government has flagged this, and they said this to some of the media. They haven't presented it to the Parliament. But our view is English language is already properly tested under the rules that were put in place under John Howard. The legislation that was put in place under John Howard, which both Labor and Liberal have supported for 10 years, simply put in place a situation where you needed to have conversational level English by asking a series of questions that had to be answered in English. Now, that gets English level to something that anyone with a bit of effort will be able to reach. That's the appropriate level. And even level 5, if they want to put it to any sort of an IELTS test, is an extra burden that will involve a significant extra cost on any applicant. And as long as you're creating a situation where we have a permanent underclass of non-citizens, permanent residents who never get to become citizens, you are changing Australia from a multicultural society to a segregated society.
So you believe there are people, those who will be never able to achieve that level, even the moderate one?
At the moment, the test is at level 4.
Yep.
And it's not an IELTS test, so you don't need to pay hundreds of dollars to do it. But it's set at basic level. It's set at level 4, and it's a multiple choice test. And that we believe that's the appropriate way to test English proficiency.
And about the general residence requirement, the government wants 4 years. You will not agree to 2, 3 if it is brought down?
No, there's already a four-year wait. It's just
for permanent residents.
Yeah, but at the moment, you have to have been in Australia for 4 years. And there are lots of people who come on temporary visas and end up on 2 or 3 temporary visas before they get permanent residence. While the government calls it a four-year wait, for many people in real lived experience, it means people are waiting more than 10 years. And that's just ridiculous. Why would you have somebody who Australia has judged should live here permanently, who Australia knows will make a good citizen, who wants to make a pledge to Australia, and the Australian government says no? Why would you stand in the way of good people being Australian citizens? That's not the way our country has run, and that's not something Labor would support.
Okay, so which means you will not accept any departure from the existing legislation as far as these two positions are concerned,
two
elements are.
Those two positions, we believe English language is properly tested already, and we believe that the waiting period that is already in place is appropriate.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Burke.
Great. Always good to talk on your program. Thank you.